Thanks for joining us for this episode of Notepad. Today we shall focus on assurance or auditing and how to build trust through the work that they do right now with PwC or PricewaterhouseCoopers. Joining me is Pauline Ho, partner of assurance or auditing at PwC. Recently concluded the Trust Builders Challenge, a competition where undergraduates can actually come together and pit their minds and ideas and present those ideas to a panel of experts. Pauline, thanks for having us this evening. Before we delve deeper into the whole conversation of how or what it makes trust very critical to its business, let's understand a little bit about the Trust Builders Challenge first.
Yeah, thanks, Ibrahim. So on the Trust Builders Challenge, we started this program about 3 years ago, right? And Trust Builders Challenge is one part of the Building Trust program, right? The intent of the Trust Builders Challenge is to give the opportunities for undergraduates in Malaysia to participate in the trust conversation. So they will create a team made of three participants for each team and present their ideas based on the scenario that we have presented to them.
The Big Four, so-called, normally conduct these kind of challenges for undergraduates. What makes PwC's Trust Builders Challenge or competition a little bit more, I don't know, different from the rest of the other Big Four companies?
Well, business challenges is what you normally hear about. Mm. There aren't that many in Malaysia, actually, as compared to overseas. That's what we have noticed. But more importantly, Trust Builders Challenge is different from the normal challenge because it's not really talking about businesses in particular only. It's about how trust is important to business. So it goes into a scenario where, for example, trust is broken. How would you identify what's the issue? You know, who are the people involved in the particular issue, and how can the students come up with ideas on how to address it to resolve it over a period of time?
It must be said that PwC does have an area of expertise in building trust. Anywhere from your long-standing operations as an auditing company all the way to recent events where you guys were actually came out unscathed following the scandal of 1MDB. And do you think that because of the idea that you guys are actually quite familiar with how to build trust with your clients, with businesses, with governments, and with the people at large, it's important for you to roll out these kind of challenges to ensure, to drum it in, that trust is not easy to do, very easy to lose it, and here's how you can do it better? Is that how the whole philosophy of doing Trust Builders Challenge?
Well, actually, the genesis of building trust program actually started some way back before all these issues came to light, so to speak. For us, you know, it's always been our purpose to build trust in society and solve important problems. So what we felt was when trust was at all-time low, Edelman Trust Barometer, I think you may have heard of it before, they did indicate that the trust level in corporates and government was actually quite low at that point in time. And we felt that it's time for us to bring the conversation of trust to businesses as a starting point, because we feel that corporates in Malaysia actually has the ability to take the lead in terms of building trust. So we started this program, and it's anchored upon the Building Trust Awards that is coming up later part of this year. We do give credit or recognition to companies that are making efforts to build trust with their stakeholders. So after we started that program, we realized that we have to expand this conversation outside of corporates. The future leaders of Malaysia are important, and these are still studying at this moment. And the way that we felt was best to reach out to them is through this challenge.
The industry that I am in right now also leverages on trust. If it's like to underscore the importance of it even further, right? Because in news, it's very hard for us to inform the public if people don't trust us as a news organization. That's why from the top down, the instruction has always been clear. It's okay to be late as long as you get it right. It's okay to have an incomplete story as long as the story is truthful. Those kind of mantra keeps on being said again and again for people in this line of work. Do you think that we really need to have the people of Malaysia should really take a step back and try to understand a little bit better about the importance of trust and to look at trust as a critical element on how we do things?
Yeah, definitely. So because we believe in it, that's why we want to continue to talk about it, right? And trust actually is a journey. We don't believe that you can build it overnight, right? And it also starts from the foundation of or the thought that we have that it can be measured. Right, a lot of people feel that trust is so intangible, you know, everyone talks about it, but how do you really measure it? And we believe that it is possible to measure trust, and trust is not only focused on one area, it's around all of us, right? So to continue this discussion on trust, we also, you know, reach out to startups this year as well, right, to basically survey them and ask them, is trust important to them? And they came back unanimously agreeing.
Of course.
Yeah,
the
trust
is
important.
So.
Yeah. So for startups, the trust angle is slightly different because they feel that you know, it is with their employees, with the customers first, before they talk about investors, right? Whilst corporates may focus on customers and investors because they are taking money from third parties. So back to this Trust Builders Challenge, we
feel that it has just been concluded.
Yeah, so
of which
concluded.
I was also part of it.
Yes.
Disclaimer here, because I was part of the mentor, as you say, doing my whatever little I can about the conversation. But yes, tell us more about it.
Yeah, so you know, this year we are very happy to see that, you know, both public and private universities took part in it. The winners actually came from a broad spectrum of universities. So the winner is Team Awesome. With a Z, University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Team CIA from University of Malaya came in second, and Team Confianza R from Taylor's University came in third. And the reason why they have the extra R is because last year, their team from Taylor's University won, and they want to mirror that, and they added the R to the Confianza.
Okay.
Yeah, so quite interesting. So on you being a mentor, right, to this, we felt that it was important for students in universities to not only get the theory, right, the practical experience is important. So whilst you can study about ethics or integrity or trust in university, having to apply it real life, talking to their mentors, which we actually assigned to, one from PwC and one externally like yourself, from a broad spectrum by background, will give them some real life experience and give them insights. When they deal with trust, it's not only about the theory, how practical are the solutions that they present. Right, and then they have to stand in front of a panel of judges, as you mentioned, to present their ideas. And we give them some time pressure, 5 minutes to present the idea and 15 minutes of Q&A.
Which
right?
is actually how it is in real time anyway,
yes.
How it works in real life. Nothing works in perpetuity, everybody works against time.
Yes.
Okay, so with this in mind, what were the qualities that distinguished these three teams over the other teams? Not just the 10 teams finals, but the entire gamut of teams that presented themselves in this challenge.
So the key thing is about clarity of thought. You know, they have thought through the you know, what are the issues that they're trying to address, how do they intend to solve it, and what is the timeline, and the practicality of the solution is important as well. So one of the things that we ask them to do is to validate whether the ideas are, you know, practical through maybe discussion with the mentors, but also some of them actually conducted surveys to see whether it will work in real life. So practical solutions, not, you know, things that you come out from theory book and actually cannot be implemented in real life. And the students, whether the winners or not, they felt that the experience really exposed them to, you know, different ways of looking at things. I must say that, you know, I saw some of the slides, and I'm not in the judging panel, but I saw the slides for some of the teams, and they were really very impressive because they were told to concise their points into 5 slides, and they have to present it in 5 minutes. So they really have to choose who to speak, because if you pass from one person to another, the time actually, you know, get used up for date time, right, when you hand over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to think about that strategically. You know, mentors like yourself throwing them questions will help them prepare as well for real life, where you cannot fully always prepare for everything, but know your ideas enough to convince the judges. And the judges represent people from, like, we have a partner from forensics team, so he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We have a CEO from a center of governance, so he knows what he's dealing with, right? All the people with the right experience to challenge and put
and
holes into
their idea.
And
there was a representative from MOF as well.
Yes,
that
that's
was
right.
a critical element, I suppose.
Yeah.
The conversation that I would like to extend is also on the impact that these kind of challenges has on the students.
Mm.
Did you ever do studies to actually explore the before after relationship of these students, whether or not they actually carried forward this kind of learning experiences? Because it's not just about winning, it's about the experience that they go through, right?
Yeah.
So did they change into how they apply themselves after going through this challenge?
Well, we did a pre and post survey. We started with the first challenge in 2017. So when we started, 33% of the student participants said that they understood why trust matters for a business. Mm. But after the challenge, it went up to 92%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and in 2018, 69% understood. So that means there's more conversation already around the uni, which is good. And the improvement after that was 94%. Right. We are still doing our survey since we have just completed the challenge recently. But you know, I'm sure there will be an increase based on the past trend as well. That you know, once they actually explore this topic in a lot more detail, they will understand it much better.
Right. The relationship that the Big Four has with universities is actually also quite well known. Mm. Coming out of the financial accounting system myself, the fact remains, right? When I was an undergraduate, a lot of technical studies were being done. Financial accounting, I had 6 modules of it. Management accounting, 3. Financial management, 3, I guess. I don't remember. Such a long time ago. Ethics, koso. There's no. Nothing. There's nothing on ethics. There's nothing on building trust. There's nothing of this. At that time, of course, it didn't hit me. I just wanted to graduate after all. Mm. But going to the workforce and being around for quite a bit, I realized that perhaps we need to do more. Not just from the accounting standards. Of course, right now, ACCA, whatever, CIMA, FCMA, you name it, everyone has that ethics element to it, but not university undergraduates. Do you think that this is something that we have to rectify fast?
Well, I think in university, some of them are already offering ethics module. I know because I have a nephew who just finished university, right? So he was asking me about helping him with an assignment that he has over ethics, and he asked me, you know, what is a good case study to do and so on. So I think universities are recognizing it. As to how practical it is, I feel that a challenge such as the one that we are doing is a bit more practical as opposed to studying in abstract.
Of course,
right, yeah.
I suppose. Mm. Right, thank you very much, Pauline. That was my conversation with Pauline Ho, partner of PwC. Remember, if you want to learn more about the Trust Builders Challenge, just head on to srawani.com. Find some of our reports on that particular challenge. Also, head on to pwc.com. Find out more about the challenges there. That's it from me for this particular episode. Thanks very much and goodbye. Thank you, Pauline.